Good evening. This is the meeting of the PMB Personnel Committee on November 11, 2014. And I will ask the Secretary Kim Kaufman to call the roll, please.
Jennifer Newart?
Present.
Jim Brown?
He asked for an excused absence.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Jenna Coleman?
Present.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Kim Kaufman is here. Janet Coburn?
Present.
Hank Lamb?
Present.
Richard Uzel?
Yes, an excused absence.
Lisa King? And Serene Roberts. We have quorum.
Thank you so much, Ken. I'd like to announce the agenda, and then I'd like to ask to hear from Janet Kay, who raised her hand, and also Lydia, and also acknowledge that Janet Coleman is going to place her phone down in whatever position that she may be able to.
Hello?
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 I'm still here.
Yeah. Is Janice still with us?
I think not.
Janet? Well, also, even if Janet has to get off, we can continue because once quorum is established, you just have to get a majority of affirmative votes for the what makes up the quorum.
And what happened to Janice?
No, but Janice, we have to get Janice back. She's cheering.
Sorry?
I think she just... She's dialing... Hello?
Hank's still here. I don't know.
Okay.
I only hear a couple of voices, so.
So there's, well, I hear, it's Janet Kay.
Lydia.
We have a quorum, Hank Lamb, and we just did the roll call. If we could make some progress in allowing me to read the agenda and move ahead with questions that Janet Kay asked to be recognized, and then Lydia. The agenda for tonight's meeting is the roll call, the approval of the meeting agenda, the review of the committee minutes, meeting minutes of October 20th, 2014, a review / approval of the candidate advocate application process, review and approve a proposed interview process and potential schedule, and then adjournment. Are there any proposed additions or changes to the agenda?
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So two things. One is, I think, a nit. The minutes to be approved, I think, are for October 29th, not the 20th.
Let me check my calendar, please. And, of course, Kim could certainly answer that question.
That's one. And then
it's correct, and I sent out those minutes today, 29.
Yeah, so the agenda needs to be corrected to be 10:29, not 10:20.
Certainly, Janet Kay, I will make sure that that is noted.
And then the other thing is I am going to recommend that we schedule another meeting in addition to the next meeting, which is when this November 17th. I would like us to schedule another meeting between then and the next monthly meeting in December.
That sounds great. Janet Kay, I'd like to be able to again use Meeting Wizard to do that so that we are not doing it during the course of this meeting, particularly given the number of absences that we have tonight and consultation with the Pacifica calendar. I will make as many selections present on Meeting Wizard as possible.
So are you saying, I'm sorry, are you saying that would not be added to the agenda? I mean, I want to add that to the agenda, and actually item number four is missing, so can that be made item number four, to schedule another meeting other than the 17th of November?
We can add that as an agenda item if it is okay with the members that the actual final date of that meeting be done through an electronic process rather than consulting calendars today.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I mean, I think there's more to that agenda item, so if we could just discuss it at that juncture, namely, whether it will be executive or public session. So,
thank you. Let's. Are you okay with an amendment? Revising that number four, Janet Kay, to include scheduling another open or closed meeting in November?
Jim Brown is on a call.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
My plan has changed and I was able to come. I'm sorry I'm late.
Thank you so much. We're at the process of approving an agenda, and there's been an amendment suggested to the agenda that we add as item number four, scheduling another PMB personnel committee meeting in November, opened or closed.
Or both.
With that addition, is there approval of the revised agenda? Any opposition? Hearing none, then the agenda has been revised to add an additional item number four, and the correction to item number three, committee meeting minutes of October 29, 2004. So we're on item number three. Is there a motion to approve the meeting minutes of October
29, 2014? Janet Kay, so move.
Thank you, Janet Kay. I understand at the committee level that does not need a second. Any opposition? Hearing none, the meeting minutes are approved. Item number four, adding an additional meeting in November in addition to the upcoming November 17th meeting, which is already noticed. An addition of an open and or closed meeting is proposed. Yes, Janet Kay.
So I propose that meeting be, well, we talked about doing a poll, but I am proposing that Monday, December 1st, be one of the meetings that is one of the options for that meeting.
Okay, I've noted that. I'd like to propose that we consider Wednesday, November 19th. Or Tuesday, November 25th, provided that it's not a conflict on the existing schedule, and I'll look at the calendar while we're speaking.
I'm sorry, what did you say, November 25th?
Tuesday,
okay,
the 25th.
Yeah.
Or November 19th. And or November 19th. there is not a meeting scheduled on Wednesday, November 19th, and there is a meeting scheduled on Tuesday, the 25th, of the Finance Committee.
And
as
audit.
Well as the Audit Committee. There is currently no meeting on Monday, December 1st. So the available dates at this time are December 1st and November 19th.
Janet
any other input?
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
So I move, I guess, that those two dates, November 19th and December 1st, be reserved. And depending on the results of the poll, one or the other. And then, yeah.
Is there a second?
Motion.
This is Hank.
Yes,
maybe Hank. Maybe we should use both dates. We have a lot of work to do to go through all these.
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
I mean, I'm really not looking for any more meetings to do, but I think this is probably important enough.
Given the preamble that I shared with others before we officially came on the call, I'll just simply relay that every opportunity to complete this process before the next set of delegates are seated would be to great advantage of the organization's infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to amend your proposal, Janet Kay, to make available November 19th and December 1st for special meetings of the PNB committee and that they be closed meetings.
I know it's not needed, but second.
Thank you.
Third.
Great. So that passes, and I will
wait
in the formal.
No, it doesn't.
Now to approve the full agenda item. Janet Kay, you're trying to indicate that that is not appropriate?
No. I'm just saying we did not vote on it. It was not.
All those in favor.
Ask for opposition first.
Is there any opposition to the amended item? Hearing no opposition, this agenda item passes.
Excellent.
Okay. Going to the next agenda item. I'm moving over to my cheat sheet here. The next agenda item is the review of a proposed process for the personnel committee to move forward and review of the application. Before we actually entertain the discussion and particularly a suggestion presented by Janet Kay, for which I am also in agreement, I want to report to the full committee that we are in receipt of 25 applications. Of that number, there are 13 applicants who did not present an essay as noted in the announcements that were sent out by this committee but not fully changed over for the announcements that were presented by the PNB staff. We also have received four other incomplete applications in that a resume was submitted but no cover letter for 1, 2, 3, 4 candidates and then the remaining candidates have full application materials. My recommendation, and I am open to discussion, is that all of the applicants' materials that have been received will be shared with the full TNB board via Google Docs, and Google Docs will allow all board members to view the application materials. It will not allow you to download or to change the actual document. I am recommending that all of the application materials received be added to the SurveyMonkey process, and that the review and ranking of those candidates' materials be based on what they have provided. And I'd like to open the floor for discussion questions. Okay, Janet, and I'll also encourage others to speak up as well.
Okay. And Lydia to the stack.
Okay, Janet Cave and Lydia.
And Hank to the stack.
Well, actually, yeah.
And then Hank.
Yeah, Janet Cave, I actually just have a point of information. So what I heard is, sounds like there were 25 plus 4.
No, that's not.
29, total of 29 applications, some of which did not supply an essay and some did not supply a cover letter. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. There were 25 applicants' materials received. 13 did not provide an essay. 1, 2, 3, 4 did not provide a cover letter. I'm sorry, check that. 2 did not provide a cover letter. 2 provided resume only.
Okay, so 25 altogether. Thank you.
Okay, Lydia, then Hank.
My only question is, I'm changing
of it, just working. Sorry. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, my only question is because I'm not familiar with being able to fill out the monkey survey and look at the documents at the same time. That seems to resolve what my concern was, because we used Google Docs for a previous search a couple of years ago, and the main complaint from everybody was the inability to print it out and therefore to determine the pool. It's being done differently this time. However, you're saying it goes on when you're when you have logged in your number and you now have your survey, you are able to look at each resume as you are evaluating it. Is that correct?
It can be set up that way, yes. It makes for a longer document. However, in an effort to streamline the process and also make it as easy for each committee member as possible, there would be X number of pages, and I say X number because it depends on how long the applicant's materials are as to how many pages it could fit into SurveyMonkey, and then either in front of the survey or behind the survey, the applicant's materials would appear, so you can actually use your sidebar on your computer to scroll up or down. The actual section where you will make a decision about the number of points for the applicant will be divided in the areas as indicated. Nonprofit, management experience, and then it would reference the section of the job description. Fundraising,
okay.
The same. Human resources, etc.
Right. Okay. So here was my other question, concern, is if we go, is it, and I haven't seen them, so I have no idea. I may be completely wrong. very often when you have a pool, there are X number that are completely unrelated. Do we have any of that that could streamline the number of applicants that we can perhaps look at all before we go to SurveyMonkey? And so
originally the process, I envisioned the process being looking at all, well, it will have to be this way because we have to have the materials available to all board members. So you will receive those in Google Docs.
Okay.
You can switch on your computer from a screen that shows you the Google document, and you can have SurveyMonkey up on your screen at the same time.
Okay, that's my question. Okay.
Yes, that is.
As I said, it presents sometimes problems if you can't print them out, but I understand this.
Oh, you're referring to a split window?
Yes, you can have a split window. It is more efficient and would save me a considerable amount of time and not having to establish a SurveyMonkey process where you've got the survey and you've got 25 applicants' materials at the back end of the survey. It's not at all what I would recommend.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, thanks. I had indicated by email that I wasn't going to be able to join the call. I just wanted to see if you guys needed me for quorum.
We do have a quorum. If you'd like to continue with the meeting, you're certainly welcome.
No, I can't stay. I just needed to know if
okay.
you needed me to establish quorum. Okay,
thanks. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Any other questions regarding the process for reviewing applicants' materials?
Are we going to continue the stack?
Yes. I'm sorry, Hank. You're next.
And then Janet Kay again.
Okay.
I'm concerned that we're going to consider people that didn't even bother following the process. I mean, I'm the last one to say people should automatically be excluded for this type of thing, but given that it's the ED position, I think that somebody that only sent their resume and no cover letter or anything else didn't even put forth a reasonable effort, let me say, and that people that didn't provide various parts of what was requested also didn't. Now, I'm also aware that we may be passing a diamond in the rough or something, but to hold in candidates that didn't do the same amount of work as other candidates seems a little off.
Okay, may I respond to that, Hank, before I take Janet
Please.
Kay, who's next on the stack? I must remind you that the process of solicitation for candidates' materials did not go through one funnel. And as a result, the process that took place through the main office, the national office, and the point at which those materials were then shared with me easily indicate that those that went through the main office were not instructed that they needed to send an essay. I did send follow-up messages to these 13 individuals indicating that an essay of a specific content would complete their application, and I did not, as of Monday, receive additional materials from these specific applicants. To disqualify those 13 individuals may present some later EEO implications because we did not have the same information going to everyone at the same time.
Well, you shared that by sending it.
That's true, but I want us to be aware that that is an issue of sorts.
I've never run into a situation where EEO was concerned in a hiring process when everybody, you know, did, in fact, get the full information. Not everybody, you know, some people call in and ask for additional information, others email in. It happens a number of ways where people gather up the appropriate amount of information for a job they're going after, but if they've all been given the opportunity and still, you know, still didn't, I mean, that in itself speaks to something.
This is Lydia.
Janet Kay and then Lydia.
Okay, so, yeah, I understand. I think I understand Hank's point. What I think can be done to address that might happen during the ranking of the applicants. And I want to just raise the fact that I did send a modified detailed listing of what of the process that this group I recommend go through during this, we all obtain the applications of all the candidates, that we review all the candidates' applications materials, that we rank each applicant based on the list of the order of qualifications that we approved last meeting, that we then, or somebody, I'm not sure who, would tally each candidate scores based on the rankings that we also, I'm sorry, based on the weights that we all agreed to the last meeting. And then the first round of candidates for interviews based on the scores would happen. So I move that we accept this process, and also we set a date by which this can happen. Done.
Is there a second to that proposal?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
We don't need seconds, but is this Janet, what you sent out?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So my only modification to that is that we did not approve the $10 million budget added to the nonprofit experience. And I think that would be very limiting. But other than that, I thought it was a good list and process to move forward with.
I concur with you, Lydia, and to make this process more apparently clear, the SurveyMonkey does the tally of the scores. It is not done by a human. It is established through the development of the SurveyMonkey process, and it does the scoring and presents the results.
And it supports weighting?
Yes, it does.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very simple and very elegant. Given that this does not require a second, I do want to ask if Kim or Jim Brown or any of the other, would be either one of you, if you have any, or Janet, see if you have any other comments or observations before we find out if there's any opposition to this motion. Hearing no additional comments, is there opposition to approving the process as described?
I'd like to hear it one more time.
Okay, let me read it to you. All of the applicants' materials would be provided to the CMB Personnel Committee. The SurveyMonkey process will allow each committee member to rank the levels of experience as demonstrated within the applicant's material, with a low score of 1 to a high score of 5.
Janice, that's not my motion.
I'm sorry, I'm reading exactly what you sent to...
No, that was not me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Janice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reading from your materials. That you sent at 5:08 p.m. today. May I continue?
Okay.
Can I ask a question, Janice, before you go on? What you're
yes.
saying is all of the resumes get sent to all of the PNB and all of the PNB grades them as well?
No, only the personnel committee will grade the materials.
Okay.
The applicant's materials will be ranked according to the qualifications of the job descriptions that were approved by this committee at the most recent meeting, from nonprofit management down to general administration. Each candidate's scores will be weighted to indicate the top 6 rankings would receive 5 points, the next 2 rankings 3 points, the last 2 rankings 1 point, and the total 10 weighted rankings for each candidate will be immediately tallied by SurveyMonkey. The selection of potentially 5 to 7 candidates with the highest ranking scores would be considered for first level interviews via Google Hangouts, and that is what is presented by Janet Kay, and for which there's been consent by Lydia Bazan and Janice Lane Ewart.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
Just for the hell of it, I'm going to object to the whole PNB getting the resumes without them doing the work. I think that only the people that do the SurveyMonkey and grade them should get the resumes. So,
okay.
This is Hank.
Yes, Hank.
I kind of object to that because as a PNB member, I'm not willing to hire somebody when I haven't seen their resume and the information with it.
No. You see the resumes that get to the top. I mean,
well,
obviously you see the resumes.
I mean, we have committees for suggestions, but we don't have them to rule over what the PNB has and can accept.
Well, then vote against it. That's my opinion, that only the people who are grading the resumes should see all of the resumes, okay?
Is there a justification for it?
Can I finish? That
I'm asking.
The full PNB gets the results of the scoring. That's the point of having a committee to do the work.
I understand that the committee does the scoring. That doesn't give a cause for precluding the PNB from having the additional information. Is there a justification for not giving it to them?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, the employer is the full PNB. That's beyond question. The only way that the authority that Kim is suggesting would be viable is if the PNB relegated its authority and prerogative to a committee, which it hasn't done. And the charge has never really even been officially given to this committee, but I support the process. And, it's ludicrous to think, because it would stall later. I mean, if the other PNB members say, well, who else was on the list, more than likely they would all agree with us. That's usually the case. So it's usually much ado about nothing. But it's their prerogative as the employer to look at the rest of the resumes. A committee cannot be the employer. We are strictly advisory. And so, but it doesn't hurt. I mean, I've done this before on the PNB with the same slate, configuration of slates, and you know, where I was in the minority slate at the time, and given the opportunity, giving the keys to the kingdom to the PMB to look at those resumes, not that many took advantage of it, but it was important for it to be offered to them, and whoever wants to take the time to look at them, which I would hope all of them would, do so. In that particular instance, nobody else wanted to see it, but I think that that opportunity should be afforded the entire PMB who has to make this decision.
Thank you, Lydia. I'd like to comment here as well. I object to the entire PMB receiving all of the applicants' materials on the basis that it provides opportunities for non-personnel committee members to lobby committee members to present choices that they would like to see move forward without having been involved in the review process. I cannot point to a... Could I finish, please?
Yes, but I'd like to speak after.
Okay, thank you. I cannot specifically point to an example where that has happened. I do know that I've been involved in other personnel committee processes and in cases where the full board is the employer of the candidate hired, and 95% of the time it is not a process that makes available all candidates' materials to the full board for whom they are the supervisor of the candidate. Hank,
and then Kim, please. And then Kim.
Okay.
We could eliminate that issue as far as having them being able to lobby us as far as our ratings and things go by not releasing the information to them until we release our recommendations.
Thank you. That's a great observation. Kim?
I would question this idea that any committee, first of all, this committee was assigned by the PMB to do this job, okay? No matter what, you know, people are pretending now, this is what this committee was assigned to do by this PMB. That's what we're doing. Committees always do what we're doing, which is weed out and put forth the finalists or even semifinalists for the full board, whether it's the LSB or PNB. That is what committees do. That's what they've always done. And to pretend that something different has happened. And the fact is that if resumes are being looked at but are not graded by everybody that looks at them and eliminated or judged, that is unfair treatment. And that is what a committee is supposed to do. Make sure that every resume gets treated exactly the same. So if all resumes get graded, then all resumes get graded until they reach a pool. So for resumes to be seen by people and not be graded, that's unfair treatment.
Thank you, Kim. Janet Kay, and then I'm going to ask us to try to bring this to a close.
Well, I would like to speak as well again.
Okay, I'd like, it's 9:42. We are slated to finish at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so I want to be very conscious of the time. Janet Kay, and then Hank, if you could keep your remarks to 90 seconds, please.
Yes, so my intention when I sent out this outline of what steps to go through, initially obtain all candidate applications, that was meant for the personnel committee to obtain the applications, and then also review all the applications, the second point. et cetera, to rank and then select the 5 to 7 candidates. What I would, maybe what can be done to, you know, added to this outline would be that once that process happens, then the entire PNB would get, be able to see all of the applicants. And, you know, so whatever further steps this committee goes through that then eventually presents to the entire PNB body a selected group of applicants to be interviewed, the PNB can then, as a whole, could decide to either add somebody else that this committee did not add or include.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Hank, then Lydia.
Well, the PNB is doing the hiring. The PNB is the employer, and you don't withhold from the employer information pertinent to hiring in any circumstance. We're doing the work that we're supposed to be doing. They're not, at the PNB level, required to adhere to our advice. So withholding information from them is the wrong way to go, in my opinion.
Okay, thank you. Lydia?
Yeah, so I think that what Janet Kay proposed achieves both. It allows us to do our work without what some people's concerns are. They're not my concerns, but anyway, about being lobbied. Doesn't make sense to me because ultimately the PNB can, you know, add or subtract people or whatever. But anyway, but that aside, so I think that this makes sense, that while we go through this SurveyMonkey, we can do that. But also, once we open it up to the full PNB, after we reduce it down to a pool, that we present it to the PNB along with the criteria that we use so that they can use the same criteria. They don't have to go on SurveyMonkey to go through that short list of criteria as they peruse the resumes. Anyway, that would be my recommendation. So I support what Janet Kay has proposed. I hope that's a motion.
Thank you. I'd like to quickly review the motion. As indicated on the message received by this committee today at 5:08 p.m., the revision to the process as indicated would be to provide the sharing of all applicant materials to the full PNB after the completion of the SurveyMonkey ranking process, which is confined to the existing personnel committee members. That is the revision to the motion made. Is there objection to the revised motion?
Yeah, I'm going to object. So
so can we do a roll call then, please?
And can you send me that motion, Janet?
Yes. Yes. Janet Kay can send it.
All of us, please.
Okay. Yes, it goes to all of us. And
are you talking about the entire thing or mm-hmm. just the added part?
You could, Janet Kay, you could make it simple if you go back to your message from 5:08 p.m. today and then mm-hmm. add a bullet point. This is my suggestion that after the select candidates for first round of interviews, you could add a bullet point that says, provide the full PNB board all received applicants material.
Plus the scoring process.
The scoring process will be provided to them in the minutes of this meeting, and it's my intention to not have approved minutes, but to share this process with the full board before Thursday's meeting, since there is a presentation to be made, and in hopes of having transparency, I would like for them to have access to this information.
Okay. Will do.
This is Jim Brown. Point of information, please. I just want to be clear what I'm going to vote on.
Yes. Would you like me to describe it again, or could you be specific with your question?
Let me tell you what I understand and see if this is correct. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
What I understand, we are supposed, after we've screened all the, after we looked at all of the candidates, we then make our decisions and then send the rest of the resumes to the PNB, or do we do it before?
We would send the full PNB board all of the applicants' materials after this committee has ranked all the applicants, has decided which 5 to 7 candidates have the highest, which 5 to 7 candidates have the highest ranked scores, and would come to a conclusion if all 5 to 7 candidates are going to be invited for a first round of interviews. The next step at that juncture would be to then use Google Docs to share all of the applicant materials with the full board.
And this is Lydia with a question.
Okay, I want to make Jim.
Oh, sorry, after
is that
Jim.
Clear?
I just want to be sure that we're doing this after we've done our work, then we would submit this information.
That's correct. That's correct.
I'm not opposed to that. Okay.
Okay. Lydia, and then I'd like to call the vote as we've got less than 9 minutes to go unless we have an extension.
Right. So, and I guess we could discuss this further at another meeting, but if we could include our pool of interviewees when we open it to the full board. That way, if there's somebody they all feel very strongly about or something to add, that would be a possibility.
This is Kim.
So in other words, in addition to letting them know they now have access to the Google Doc to look at the resumes, is at least inform them who this committee regarded as eligible for the interviews.
This is Kim.
That's a question.
I know that's a question, and I'm. May I answer, Kim, before I call on you?
Yes, fine.
Based on the process that has been presented to us in writing by Janet Kay, it is, and as it is noted here, 5 to 7 candidates with highest ranked scores would be invited for interviews. That would be a matter of public. Not public record because it's still a personnel issue. I read this as indicating that that information would be shared with the full board.
Thank you.
Others may not be interpreting it the same way. Kim?
The point I want to reiterate is that after we've done all the work and the scoring and all that stuff, then somebody looks at the resumes and says, you know what, I like that candidate there. Let's pluck him out of the pool, and that's who I like. So that, to me, is unfair treatment of candidates, and it's going to be a problem.
Okay.
It's an employer's prerogative to look at any candidate they want, regardless of the committee's recommendation.
I don't believe you were called on, Hank.
I was.
I don't think you were, but I'm not going to stand on that now because time is very precious. I'd like to ask the secretary to call the roll on the amended motion as presented, please. Madam Secretary, are you available to call the roll?
Sorry, I was on mute. But I need it in writing because I don't have it in writing at this. I'm taking the roll.
Okay, I just sent it.
All right, okay.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
I sent the amended version connected to the initial version that I had sent earlier today.
I'm assuming it's the one that everybody's voting on.
I have received it, and okay. I can read it aloud.
No, I don't care.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes.
Jana Coleman. Not here. Kim, no. Jana Coburn.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
And Janicelyn Ewart.
No.
Okay. So.
And Jim Brown is on the call.
I'm sorry, I didn't put you on present. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 yes, 2 no.
Okay.
5 yes, 1 no.
So the...
Excuse me?
We can't count Janet Coleman as an abstention because she did not voice that at this juncture, so it's...
Would Tim please read the who voted how?
That's the correct count, though.
That is the correct count.
What is?
Kim, no. Lydia, yes. Janet Coleman, nothing. Janet Kay, yes. Hank Lamb, yes. Janice Lane, you were, no. Jim Brown,
oh,
yes.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So moving to the next agenda item, keeping in mind that we have 6 minutes remaining in this meeting, the remaining agenda item is to review and approve a proposed interview process and potential schedule. It is illustrated as 5 to 7 candidates with highest ranking scores will be conducted via Google Hangout. The next suggestion is that the personnel committee, will select 3 to 5 candidates for second interviews. The next bullet item is personnel committee invites 3 candidates for in-person interviews. And the final bullet point is TMD board selects final candidate and an alternate. Before I open it up for discussion, let me say for the record, particularly for those who came in late, I spoke with Margie Wilkinson today, the interim executive director, and she is working with the CFO, Raul Salvador, to determine what budget may be, what's the level of budget that may be available for in-person interviews, including the whole board and X number of candidates. We are proposing 3. She is expected to be able to provide input on this budget item at Thursday's meeting. Provided that this is a money-specific issue, I would just make note in the minutes that a final approval of this potential process will be based upon availability of funds. I'll open the floor for just Janet Kay.
Well, we are approaching, like, we have maybe 3 minutes left, so I move that we extend this meeting 5 minutes or 10 minutes till 7:10 Pacific time.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing no objections, then we will extend this meeting until 10:10 Eastern time, 7:10 Pacific time. Any other discussion regarding the proposed process as presented in the email received by this committee at 5:08 and then again at 8:50 p.m. Hearing no additional discussion, is there any opposition to review and approve an interview process that indicates 5 to 7 candidates invited for first interview, 3 to 5 candidates for second interviews, and 3 candidates for in-person interviews, with final selection and an alternate made by the full PMB board.
This
Janet K.
And then I heard Kim, I believe. Yes, Janet K.
Well, I had mentioned when we were talking about the previous item that a time, you know, a deadline should be determined, you know, by when. And again, this does not have any dates either. And I'm wondering whether that should be, something should be added regarding that, or should it wait until the next meeting?
We are meeting on Monday, and it would, my recommendation is that we propose a couple of dates and approve a final date when we do meet on Monday. I ask this because it allows me the opportunity to upload all of the materials, establish the Survey Monkey questionnaire, and my goal is to have it finished by Monday if something happens, but I'm not. We may have established a date that puts me under a high level of stress.
So can that be added then to the agenda for Monday's meeting, that we set dates?
I would propose that we do that, and if there's no opposition, I would like to suggest that in addition to setting a date for receipt of committee members' rankings, we would also include on Monday's agenda specific suggestions for coloring the remaining items that need to take place for Google Hangout, in-person interview, et cetera. Hearing no opposition, I will add that as the beginnings of an agenda for our November 17th meeting.
This is Lydia.
I'm sorry, Kim did have a point before we got to this area, and I want to ask her to chime back in since she was on the set.
Oh, I don't recall. So,
okay, Lydia Van Hank, and then I'd like to call for a vote on this item.
Oh, Lydia. Sorry, I thought you had already called that there was no objection. Oh, I'm sorry. After we take the vote on this, I'd like to be on the stack for something else to add to Monday's agenda.
Okay, Hank, did you have an observation?
No.
Okay. So,
no, I think that's fine.
Okay, hearing no opposition to the item as noted. Wait, what are we voting on? We're voting on the proposed interview process and potential schedule. 5 to 7 candidates with highest ranking scores to be conducted via Google Hangout. 3 to 5 candidates per second.
Where is this? Written
this
somewhere?
This is item number 6 on the agenda.
Okay.
Received.
Fine.
It's part of Janet K's listing.
That you also just received at 8:50 p.m. Hearing no opposition or objection, this item passes. We have 8 minutes left in this meeting. Hank, I believe you asked to make an observation.
And Lydia.
And Lydia.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, so Lydia, you have an item that you'd like to also be added to the November 17th agenda.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to revise that. Actually, it's an item that I would like you to raise on Thursday, which is to make sure, because it's the coordinating committee is the one charged to determine if we're going to have, to recommend whether we're going to have an in-person meeting and coordinate what that will be. So there will have to be some, just to put this on their agenda for the coordinating committee.
Okay.
This issue. To make a determination so that in the event that we can't afford an in-person meeting, that this committee can also
help the coordinating committee to explore options for that so that we can move forward and make the determination during this PMB year.
Janet Kay.
Okay, so let me just rephrase that so that we're all on the same page. I'm not sure that I understand that this is the process because this is that did not happen before, but I was not the chair. So you've just indicated that at the meeting this coming Thursday, we appraise the coordinating committee of this motion that we've just passed so that they are in a state of readiness to make plans for a potential in-person full board meeting with potentially three candidates before the next meeting of PMB delegates. Is that what you said?
No, I'm just saying that for us to do our work, we need to know as the coordinating committee is planning to hold an in-person meeting, but they should know that we intend to complete our work within a certain amount of time so they can help gauge whether we're going to have one, because that's going to be, it's their committee, that's their, it's a standing committee that has that charge, so.
Okay, well, this is where I'm confused, Lydia.
Okay.
Since we've discussed throughout today's meeting, to some agreement or not, that it is the full PMB board that will have final hiring decision-making process, I'm not understanding why the full board would be responsible for approving an in-person meeting with these candidates.
No, I'll just, okay, I'll send it in a minute, but it's the coordinating committee is charged to coordinate all in-person meetings. And so I'm just saying so that they, so it doesn't fall through the cracks and they are aware that we, you know, to just include it in your report that we're there. We plan to finish this in time. And if the coordinating committee believes we can afford to have an in-person meeting, that they should know that we are planning to finish our work within this PMB year. That's
okay,
all.
Okay.
But if it doesn't get on their agenda, it doesn't inform their decision about in-person meetings. That's all.
Okay. So Lydia, sure. I will admit that I don't know book and verse here, and there are two other people who want to speak. I'm going to ask them to speak, and then if this has not been sufficiently explained, I'm going to come back and make another statement. I believe there is a comment. I heard Hank, but there was someone else who
Janet
asked.
Kay.
Janet
no,
Kay.
I'm not commenting.
You're not? Okay, Janet Kay, could you make it, your comments swiftly, please?
Yes. So I am on the coordinating committee, and it has met only once since February. And the purview, it was never concluded what the purview of the committee was. I mean, that was on the agenda, and it hasn't met since. So maybe this will spark another meeting of it. So I just wanted to let you all know that.
Thanks. And so then, Lydia, I am going to come back for a quick second and just remind you that in at least the only one personnel committee process that I was engaged in, the decision to have an in-person meeting based on budgetary implications was made by the full board and not a coordinating committee. And I want the minutes to reflect that because I am concerned that the coordinating committee could make a decision that's adverse to us completing our work when, in fact, a hiring process is, the final decision is up to the full board. And so I am of the opinion that it would be the full board that would be asked to approve an in-person meeting based on our budgetary parameters.
This is Hank. I agree with that.
Yeah, and this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia?
Okay, just as a point of clarification, of course it's the full board, and they can do so without a committee recommendation. I am just saying that that's what it's charged to do, and if we present this on Thursday, maybe they can schedule an immediate meeting, and Janet's on, Kay is on the committee, so she can make sure, but we just need to publicly make sure they include it on their agenda. It, the coordinating committee includes the CFO and the ED and, you know, other members of the board. It's just a recommendation to the board. Like any other committee, when it comes, if it were to make a recommendation adverse to where we are, we would object to it, etc. But, you know, it's not like we're finishing our process immediately. That's all it is, and I'm sending the bylaws language. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Are there any objections to the process as described? Hearing none, then a report will be provided to the full board of what was the pertinent decisions made at tonight's meeting, including an advisement to the coordinating committee of the personnel committee, making every effort to complete the review and recommendation process for a permanent ED before the seating of the next set of delegates. If there's no other business of this committee, I'll indicate that we are adjourned or call for adjournment.
Sounds good.
No other comments, Janet Kay?
None from me.
Okay, that was to end on, hopefully end on a light note. I'm not intended to be in any other manner. Hearing no other comments, I thank you all for your time and for a very efficient and productive meeting. I look forward to our next meeting on Monday, November 17th. And thank
you. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you.